For your digital download pleasure, it's Tim and Davo in podcast form.
And I want to talk about Harry Styles. So over the last 2 days, tickets have gone on sale for his shows around Australia. So he's got a couple of shows in Sydney. Mm-hmm. Whatever, who cares?
Yeah.
3 Melbourne shows. Huge. He's only doing 7 cities around the whole world. It's called Together Together, this tour. It's in November and December.
Yeah.
They always do this, and we talked about it earlier this week. He only announced it a week ago that he was doing this world tour, and then he was like, hey, how about you scrap together hundreds of dollars within a week? You know, move some money around. Short notice. If you miss out, you miss out.
I hate that so much. It happened to me recently with a day to remember. A little more niche, sorry. How can you afford a couple of $100 in 2 seconds? Yeah. Like, you know, we're all busy.
So my wife, she went when he came in like 2022 or 2023, whenever that was, when he was in Australia, did those Marvel shows. And his shows are at Marvel again, 3 in Melbourne, November, December, like I said. And yesterday she's interstate at the moment. She's in South Australia. And she was like, I'm going to try to get tickets. This was yesterday. She was like, I missed out. So I'm going to try again today.
So was it pre-sale yesterday? And then, yeah.
Like it was pre-sale for whatever, all the different ones there was. And today was just general tickets go on sale. And she's like, yep. Tickets go on sale at 11 a.m. So I will I'll do that. I'll be at my, like, I'm at work, but I'll be able to have a break and get that done. And at 10:57, because the tickets went on sale at 11, I remembered something about my beautiful wife, who I love more than anything else in the world, is that even though she has lived in Geelong for many, many years, mm-hmm. she's from South Australia, much like yourself, Davo. Mm-hmm. I've never known someone to forget that there is a 30-minute time difference between those two states. So, like, she goes back every couple of weeks to visit family, mm-hmm. and it'll be like, I'll say, hey, do you want to FaceTime to see our son before bed? And she'll be like, oh, he's not going to bed for another half an hour. I go, no,
time difference.
Yeah, time difference. And then I remember briefly chatting to her this morning. She's like, yeah, I'm seeing a couple of clients. I'm doing all this. And at 10:57, I went, she's forgotten. Mm-hmm. She's going to go at 11:30 our time, and it's not going to happen.
Oh,
and she's
miss
gonna be
out
devastated.
For sure. Yeah. And Harry Styles fans are insane. they are waiting.
And in a 3-minute window, I then realized that I had to stop what I was doing here at the radio station and figure out how – I'm not the ticket person in my life, mm-hmm. whether it's friends, family, my relationship. I'm not that guy. So I had to figure out how to log into my account, reset the password. Then I'm yelling at people going, how do you get in the queue? What do you do? What do you do here? They're like, go to Live Nation. I'm like, excellent. I'm on Live Nation. I've got an account there. Boom. Then it redirects me to Ticketmaster. And I go, what do you mean? What? I thought it was through Live Nation. Get in the queue for the Saturday night show. Cool. There's only 1,300 people ahead of me. I'm like, that's low. I thought it'd be tens of thousands. This is great.
Yeah, laughing.
So, and I've got a digital guy, Ava in the newsroom's there. She's got her phone out kind of trying to help me out as well. I'm remaining not calm at all because, again, I'm not the ticket person. I don't know how this works. Finally get through Saturday night show. There's hardly any, maybe like 100 left. And I need two. I need two tickets. So I'm hovering and I'm selecting two tickets. Mm-hmm. And as I'm selecting them, much like in the Avengers movies when Thanos snapped his fingers, these are just...
going every time you pick, yeah. So, okay.
And it just, I'm chasing these seats. And yes. I think people must have been obviously 3 seconds ahead of me mm-hmm. doing this. And I've missed out fully on Saturday.
Oh, no. Did you end up getting some tickets?
So then I pivot and I shut down all the tabs, start again Wednesday. We're going Wednesday night. Okay. So I get back on and I'm panicking again. A few thousand people in front of me. That's all right. Finally get through. I want to spend roughly like $200 max on this. This is crazy. Finally get some tickets. On level 2, which I go, how crazy. Level 2, this is so good. Put it through. Processing confirmed. What's your details? Get the tickets. I'm going, excellent. I did get told to shush by a couple of people working mm-hmm. here.
Because you got excited?
I was screaming no initially mm-hmm. when I was losing all the tickets. And then when it was like, order confirmed, here are your tickets. A little bracket down the bottom. Restricted view.
Ah, you've spent $400 on looking at a pole.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
no.
From what I can understand, it looks like there's going to be some scaffolding or like a giant pillar directly in our line of sight. Because I was wondering, why is there such a massive section on level two, like in a really good spot, and it's because you can't see.
Well, look, you win some, you lose some. You'll be able to see the screens, and that's important.
So I haven't told my – I told my wife, I was like, got tickets. And she went, oh, yeah, sorry. The time difference would have happened. I would have missed that. But I'm not going to tell her till we get there that we have restrictive views. So you can keep your lips sealed shut.
No worries.
Brother's code. Are you sure?
Well, yeah. Hopefully she doesn't listen.
Yeah, well,
and
we're
she doesn't,
safe. We're
famously.
Done. Yeah, you're right.
Tim and Davo.
Slowly becoming the best part of the week. Not even slowly. Rapidly, Davo. I know you're about this.
I love it. It's our game, the draft.
Whose team will take the win? Tim and Davo present the draft on K-Rock.
That's epic.
We are
That's so good.
So on, Tim.
So this has been building. We've been trying to figure out. We love this. Davo, the draft. Every week, a different category. Mm-hmm. We have to draft certain things. We take in turns of the three picks. Who gets the first pick each week for each category?
Yeah, basically, there's a category. We've got to get two teams, and who gets the best team wins.
100%. For example, we've done the best green things was one of the themes, and you think it was pretty cheap that I went the $100 bill for money.
Yeah.
But the category today, in honour of the Australian Open, Davo, are the ball kids wearing Legionnaire hats. Best type of hats.
Yes, best hats, and we have to recruit the best team.
Okay, it's my week to have the first pick, and I don't think I've seen you more frustrated that you haven't had the first pick in a draft.
Well, I just don't know where you're going to go with this,
okay.
So let's go.
All right, so first pick, Davo. With my first pick, I'm going to go the cowboy hat.
Yep.
To me, it's the strongest hat there is.
Okay. Very good. Am I going now?
You can go now. You got the next pick.
I'm going to go with something safe but important and sturdy and very, in almost everyone's wardrobe, the baseball cap.
Baseball cap, okay. Yep. No, that's a really good choice, Davo. It's a really good choice. Okay. With my second pick, I don't know if I'm just doing this to take it off the plate for you.
You're an asshole.
I am going to be taking the fedora with my second pick. It's like, Princess, please. It's my second pick with a fedora. It's wonderful.
It's a funny hat, but it's not a practical hat, is it?
It's a funny hat.
Yeah, it's not
a
practical.
It's a very useful hat, Princess. What are you going to be taking with your second pick?
Sorry. My second pick, I'm going with the Bunnings straw hat.
Oh, no!
The Bunnings straw hat is an Aussie classic. You wear it mowing the lawn, at the river, at the festival, at the beach. An outdoor classic, an Aussie staple.
Yep. Nah, damn, that was going to be my next pick. Okay.
I'm looking for a third.
There's a few that I'm tossing up between. And there's two. I'm really stuck right now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go. This is a bit of fun. I'm going to go the sailor's hat for my third and final pick. I just think it's the most fun hat that there is that doesn't offer any protection. It's just like, it shouldn't be a hat, but it is. So I think it'd be a fun thing to have.
Yeah,
all right,
okay.
Davo?
All right, my final pick. I'm going to go with something with a bit of character. I'm going to go the snapback. The snapback, I think, it's perfect for an Aussie rapper, perfect for someone who likes Monster energy drinks.
Okay.
And I think it's something that can show personality.
Okay, definitely a personality type. All right, here we go. So let's just do a quick recap. We'll go this one.
Davo's team final.
I've gone the baseball cap, the Bunnings straw hat, and
snapback.
Tim's team final.
I have gone the cowboy hat, the fedora, and the sailor's hat. Before we get to the nuts and bolts of this, you've actually got you want to knuckle down on exactly what a fedora is. Is that right?
Absolutely, yeah. So when you said fedora, I was thinking about, you know, Indiana Jones, like that fedora style.
No, that's, no. I would say that's just a wide brim style hat. Like, that's like an indie music style hat.
Think more like Robin Hood, like the fox, you know, like with the little.
Better fedoras than that.
Well,
Patrick Stump, Fallout Boy. That's a fedora.
You'd wear it on a cruise.
That's your opinion. I appreciate that.
Okay, that's our opinion. All right, well, Andrew, now that you fully understand the concept of a fedora, do you think you would be able to decide who's drafted the best team?
Sorry, who had the straw hat?
I had the Bunnings straw hat.
So I think I'm definitely going to go onto Davo's side.
That's actually insane.
It's not. You're upset.
That is actually wild,
You
Andrew.
Cannot tell me that my pick wasn't stronger.
It was absolutely the strongest pick, in my opinion, because my only other straw hat, I have one Bunnings straw hat, and it's the best one, and the only other one I have is better than that. It's like a
sailor's hat.
I don't know what how to say it on radio without seeming offensive.
Oh, like a comedy hat.
Style, the cone hat, like the straw, like.
Oh, like a yes, like that you would maybe wear with a sombrero.
Yeah,
okay.
Something like that. Yeah. Not like a full like.
Careful.
Yeah, I'm being very good.
Okay. All right, Andrew. Nah, Davo's drafted the best team, which is wild. I really thought cowboy hat alone was going to get me over the line. I shouldn't have been such a dum-dum with the sailor's hat at the end. Oh, nah, fair play to you, Davo. You're terrible.
And I'm a really good winner, so.
Yeah, Badler's a good winner. Yes! So everything's coming up, Davo, yet again.
This is Tim and Davo, the podcast.
There's some whispers going around that, I guess, like Australian A-lister celebrities at the moment. And I love the idea of this.
Yeah. I've got a few in my head already.
Well, like, you know, you hear these things, like once you get, like the rich stay rich, because when you get rich or the famous, you start just getting like free stuff, right? Mm-hmm. So that's how you stay rich. You're not spending money because you go, oh man, I need a new car. Car company goes, all right, well, heard you need a new car. Here's a BMW. Here's a Mercedes. Whatever. There you go. Just take a photo of you using it. Whatever. And you hear these stories. And then, like, when you think of A-list Australian celebrities, I don't want you to think of celebrities like, you know, your Chris Hemsworths, your Margot Robbies. I'm talking, like, famous here.
Yeah,
I'm talking, like, your Andy
Shannon
Lees.
Knoll.
Your Shannon Knowles. You know,
Newton.
Sophie Monks. Like, I'm talking this level.
Okay, I might be on a different page.
No. Okay. Apparently, there is a very special black card going around that only the best of the best in Australian celebrities get to have, and it entitles them to something free.
Okay.
And this is, I've never been to this place. I don't even know if I've ever heard of it. I think it's big in Sydney. I'm not sure if it's in Melbourne, but it is a black card, very sought after, kept on the hush-hush, because it entitles the card holder to free Char Grill Charlie's.
Oh, yeah, I've heard about this, yep.
And they just go in there and just go, yeah, I'd like to have blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And they go, look at what I got here. Boop. Because there's a photo of a card that's been dropped, a black card that's been dropped on the ground, and someone's taken a photo of it and been like,
this is the card.
What's going on here? And I initially, when I saw that there's a black card for celebrities, I was thinking, oh, what underworld stuff's going on here? No, it's just this restaurant. Mm-hmm. It's not as big as what I thought it was. But the idea of a black card or a card that entitles you to free something, I love that.
Yeah.
And there are so many things in Geelong that I would go, oh, man, if I could just have a black, like a card and that would, I could get free that forever. Like there's donuts around here that are, like, just
you'd go with that one.
Just go with donut. And like you probably could say I could play it a bit smarter.
Yeah, okay. I mean, I know that particular
Char Grill Charlie's.
Yeah, I know there's this a famous radio presenter who takes full advantage of that. They ended up taking the card away from her.
Do you think you'd be able to control yourself? Like, if you got free coffees from somewhere, do you think you would take advantage of that?
Absolutely.
Or do you think you'd be like, no, you know, I only do it, like, I get one a day?
I'd be upping it to two a day for sure, because right now I'm spending $9 on a coffee. I will go for two.
Hey, like, we won't say any names now, but if you are a business owner across Geelong and you want to, me and Davo control one of these cards, we can keep it on the hush, and we'll keep it properly. On the hush, Dave.
I'm so sorry. Last couple of days on air, it's been us pleading for free things, and I really think we need to check ourselves in the mirror.
Keep trying and see what sticks.
Oh, it's so true. But if you want to get in contact with us, absolutely.
K-Rock
Geelong.
It's Tim and Davo.
Plenty of great beaches, swimming pools across Geelong, Surf Coast and the Bellarine. We are blessed in particular by really good beaches, right? Mm-hmm. There's a lot of pools around. Norlane Arc's awesome. All the Leisure Link stuff, that's great. You know, at Cadinia Park, there's a great pool there as well. Over in Adelaide now, Davo, you grew up in Adelaide, mm-hmm. So I really am going to lean on you for this. There is a new aquatic a new aquatic centre opened up in North Adelaide.
Yes.
So is this kind of near where you grew up?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, Adelaide's pretty small, but it was, yeah, close. Okay. I spent a lot of time there as a kid.
So when it reopened, they've like fully kitted it out, mm-hmm. right?
It's very exciting. It's big news in SA, I'm not going to lie.
You, it's in the family group chat, that
huge.
Kind of stuff.
Yeah.
About an hour after it was opened, code brown in the kids' pool. And the audacity that our national broadcaster, the ABC, without a content warning, has just posted a photo of that as the headline of the story of a code brown, a brown shark, floating in the pool.
That's not good. But also what's suspicious about this is that Peter Malinauskas, the premier, was swimming around there not too earlier before. There was a video.
What a damning accusation.
I didn't say nothing. I'm just putting the question out there.
Just put an A to B.
There was also a video of Peter Malinauskas going down a water slide. And unfortunately, the social media crew wanted to just show his feet. And it's just not something I expected to see.
Oh, so are they going down before him, filming upwards?
Yeah, so you
upwards?
Just see the feet. Oh,
he doesn't need that.
Just the feet into the pool.
So I thought you were going to say we lost him for a second, so he was off camera. So who knows what could have happened while he was off camera.
That's so true. I mean, a gorgeous man like that, yeah. You just don't know what he gets up to.
Before I get into something else, what I want to say is not only am I disappointed that our national broadcaster, yeah. the ABC, has posted a photo without content warning, like, do you want to click through? Yes. Like, they haven't offered that. This code brown,
mm-hmm.
this has not slipped out of anything.
Oh, no.
That's come out of a bare bottom.
Okay.
It's a single twirl bar.
Wow. Yeah.
That's not a kid.
Oh, yeah.
I've got a kid. I've seen what their business looks like. This is an adult who's done something heinous in the kids' pool,
yeah,
an hour after it reopened.
I don't know, man. You know how there was that rumor going around about ScoMo and Engadine McDonald's that he
messed up the toilets at Engadine, yeah.
I don't know, dude. Like, Peter Malinauskas.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, has he been in Adelaide?
I think the Premier's done some business.
Nah, that's big.
I'm never going to be let back into SA.
Have you ever seen a code brown in real life?
No.
I've seen one. I think this is worse than a pool. In a pool, you can evacuate, mm-hmm. code brown, get out of the pool. They will chlorine, they will chemical that to the nth degree.
And thank goodness.
So much so that the next time you go in there, you had leg hair, not anymore.
Mm-hmm.
It's burnt it off. The last time I saw a code brown was 12 months ago at Barwon Heads, underneath the bridge there between Ocean Grove and Barwon Heads, that beautiful in the Barwon River.
Beautiful part of the world. Not a beautiful surprise.
Not a beautiful surprise. There's no chlorine in the ocean. Well, there probably is, you know, because of chemical dumping. Mm-hmm. But code brown in the river is not on.
It's not on.
And I thought when we talked about this last year that this would have been a message enough, but people are too casual with a code brown.
Yeah, well, you got to be careful about who you let into politics these days.
Well, we're all out of internet. Until next time, this has been Tim and Davo.